We all know the machlekes of poskim when we go according to Heker Tzir and when we are not. We all know that our minhag in Chabad is in-house, always go according to Heker Tzir. Which means, even if I have one room in the house that has only one door to come in, but the door opens to the outside. So we are going according to the Heker Tzir, which means that we're not coming into the room. We are coming into the hallway from the room. And therefore, the mezuzah is on the right side of coming into the hallway from the room. Which is difficult to understand. Since there is only one door, so you come into the room from the hallway. You cannot come in from the room to the hallway till you come in from the hallway to the room, because there is only one door. So why shall we consider the Heker Tzir to tell us that means that we are coming in from this room to the hallway, and therefore the mezuzah should be on the right side when you come into the hallway from the room? So the answer to that, the Rabbein, the Rebbe Marash, and the Rebbe Rashab, and the Rebbe, and the Friedrich Rebbe, they all say that we are able to come in through the window. And then we are coming into the hallway from the room. Because we came in from the window to the room, and from the room to the hallway. So the question comes when it's a second floor. How could you come in through the window? So they say that you could take a ladder and go into the room from outside, and then coming in from this room to the hallway. But this is only when there is a window. And there is no gate on the window. If there is a gate or there is no window, you cannot come in from the outside to the room, not through the wrong door. So then the door cannot tell us that we are coming in from the room to the hallway. Because we cannot come in to the hallway from the room till we come in from the hallway to the room. So then it should always be considered as coming into the room, and you have to put on the mezuzah on the right side of coming in from the hallway to the mezuzah, to the room. Some people want to argue on that. How does a window help? You're not going from the window to the house, you're coming into the house from the door. And then you're coming through this door to the room. So the mezuzah should be on the right side of going in from the hallway to the room. So it doesn't make sense in them. So therefore they say it's a Kabbalah and it's a minhag that we are going according to Heker Tzir, even if there is no window in the back. How could you say that? The Rabbeim said that you could come in through the window or with a ladder. Without it, they didn't say that. So they say that this is just to say L'Rav Chedimilse. But it's a Kabbalah that we are always going according to Heker Tzir, even there is no window or there is a window with a gate that you cannot pass. But that's not the fact. The fact is only when there is a window. We'll see it in the Gemara. We'll see it in the Poskim. You'll see it, we'll see it in all what the Rabbeim said about it. And we will understand the difference between going in through a window or if there is no window. So let's start with the basics of the Gemara where it says that we're going to Hekratzir. The Gemara says in Menachas Daf Lamed Gimel Lamed Alef, Omer Rabbi Yehuda, Omer Shmuel, the mezuzah aleicha Hekratzir. My Hekratzir, Omer Rav Ade, Avkese, the inches. If the inches go to the inside of the room, then that is considered going in. If the inches are going outside of the room, to the hallway, then we consider that we are coming in from the room into the hallway. So the Gemara says, hey, Gedomi, how do we consider this? So the Gemara answers, ki goin pischa de bay trei bati. There is a door between two rooms. Bein Bei Gavriel le Bei Noshe. One room is a regular room, a dining room. And one room is a ladies' room for their private things that they have to do. They do it in this room, which is not usually used. So usually, when you come into the ladies' room, you first go into the main room. And from the main room, you go into the ladies' room when you have to go there. So therefore, it shouldn't be considered according to the inches, the Hekratzir. Because always, you're never coming in from the ladies' room to the house. You're coming into the house. And from the big room, you're going into the ladies' room. So it should be considered as always going into the ladies' room, no matter if the inches are to the side of the ladies' room or to the side of the main room. Then the Rashi explains that we are speaking about the door that is between them, but both rooms have a door to the Rishus Rabin. And we don't know which one is the main one. Really, we don't know. We do know. One is the house, the main room. And one is just for the ladies in their special needs. So how could we say that we don't know Leyadin and Hei Lechshev Beyeh the Hei Lechshev Yitzir? Sure, if you're coming in, you're coming in to the ladies' room. And if you're coming out from the ladies' room to the main room, you're coming out. So why should we consider here the Hekratzir? Still, the Gemara says that you do consider the main, the rooms, which one is the main one, according to the Hekratzir, according to the inches. And we don't mind if one room is the main room and the second one is not the main room, like the room of the ladies and the regular room of the house. So here we see that we consider the main room and the sub room according to the Hekratzir. The way the door opens means you coming in there. The way if you're coming outside to the main room, you're going out, Yetzir. And therefore the mezuzah should be according to the inches. The Maharil was several generations before the Shulchan Aruch. And he wrote a tshuva with a lot of details, the main details that we should be considering when we have to put up a mezuzah. In Shalish Tshuvas Maharil, Siman Tzadik Dalet. One of his Talmidim wrote him a letter. I have a new house, I have to put on mezuzahs, I have a lot of questions, and I don't know what to do. So he writes, he lists all the questions he has, and the Maril answers him and answers the question specifically how he should do. And about the Eketzir, he writes, Pesach Shebein Bais Lachotzer. You have a closed yard, and you have a door, and the door goes to the yard or to the house according to the inches. Im yesh lechotzer Pesach echot lirushus rabim, oz islum lemezel bata hekertzir. We are going according to the inches, but when? Only if there is, it's not the backyard that is closed. Because if it's a backyard that is closed all around, you cannot consider that you're coming in from the courtyard to the house, because you cannot come to the courtyard without coming in first to the house and then to the backyard. So therefore it should be always considered that the backyard is the in and the house is the out, and therefore the mezuzah should be on the right side when you come in into the backyard. Avolim ein lechotzer Pesach lushus rabim, oz yesh lekevo bi min knise mibayis lechotzer. You're coming into the chotzer. But if the chotzer has, it's not a complete backyard, it has a passage to the outside, then you could come in theoretically from the outside to the chotzer, to the courtyard, and from there to the house, then you're going according to the inches, according to the Eketzir. If the door goes to outside, then you're coming in from the house to the courtyard. If the door goes inside to the house, then you're coming in from the courtyard into the house. So we see again that it is only, doesn't matter which one is the main one, because certainly the main one is the house, and the courtyard, the backyard, is just to go out there. But still you're going there according to the Eketzir. When? If there is another exit from the courtyard to the street. And that's how our minhag is, like the Maharil explains in this tshuva. And the Taz brings it down in Simon Reish Peites, Sifkot and Dalet, and he explains it. Im achotzer sosu mikol zdodov bli pesach rak mbaitl techei, oz havi achotzer kmei cheder, v'leich patlon beheker tzir hadeles, dafilu im hoyo heker tzir, v'tich habayis az linim betech boser yemin ha'nichnas mbaitl lachotzer. Because there is no other entrance to the courtyard, only from the house. V'shomei tzamzuzet. If there is a passage from the backyard to the street, Elushus Rabim, Milvat Pesach Habayis Letecho, Oz Azlinim Bosareker Tzir. We don't know which one is the in, which one is the out, the courtyard or the house, so according to the inches we decide where we're going in, where we're going out. Again we see that we don't consider what is the main way to go. The main way to go is not to come from the passage to the courtyard and then to the house. There is a normal entrance to the house, and from there is to the courtyard. But since there is a possibility to come in from the street to the courtyard, then you're going according to the inches, according to the Eketzir. And that's what the Rebbe writes in Igres Kedish Chelik Yud Beis, Igeres Dalet Reish Chof Zayin, that our minhag is, if it's not a door that goes to the outside, as we will explain soon, then kviyas ha-mezuzah rak al pi hekatzir, just we're going according to the inches. But that's only if there is a way out. If there is no way out, we don't go according to the Hekatzir. If there is a bedroom that doesn't have a window or has a window with a gate, then we don't consider the Hekatzir. We are always coming in from the hallway into the room. As we brought before from the Gemara and from the Maharil and from the Taz. And more specifically, the Rebbe is writing this to Reb Zalman Shimon, the Rav in our community. Zalman Shimon wrote to the Rebbe, as printed in Kfar Chabad 743, page 13. I remember from when my youth that I used to go in the house of the Rebbe Rashab. And I remember that the mezuzahs was not as other minhogim, and some guests questioned and they didn't know why it is so. And I heard then that they asked the Rebbe Rashab, and he responded that we have a Kabbalah from my father, the Rebbe Marash, that in-house we're always going according to the mezuzah, according to the Hekatzir. Even afilu she'ein la'cheder rak Pesach echot, it's a room with only one door, v'ha'ikatzir hu le'tzad ha'itziye. So they asked him, Shalu, how could you come in from the room to the hallway before you coming in from the hallway to the room? And he responded that you could come in through the window. So they asked him, and what if the window is high, like a second floor? And he responded, put down a ladder, come in from the outside to the room, and then from the room to the hallway, so it's considered like you're coming in from the room into the hallway. And then he writes to the Rebbe, according to this, if there is no window, only one door and there is no window, you have to put the mezuzah on the right side of coming in from the hallway to the room, because then the room is the inside and not the outside. That's what he understood, and he just asked the Rebbe if it's correct. It looks like already then some people question this. They said they don't see a point in the window, so maybe even without the window we do it. So but he wrote to the Rebbe that it's only when there is a window. And the Rebbe responded, Gam ani shomati al derech hanal. I also heard that it's only when there is a window, but if there is no window, we're not considering. The balcon should be cabinet, the kvei dushes mircham yadmur mechiach. The chiddush room of the Friedrich Rebbe in the second floor has a porch, and the door from the porch to this chiddush room goes to inside, and the mezuzah is on the right side of going in from the porch to the chiddush room. Why? Because you could come up with a ladder from the courtyard to the porch and from the porch into the Yechidus room. So since you have a way to come in, so then you're going according to the Hekatzir, hard since the door goes in from the porch to the Yechidus room, so that's called going in, and you have the mezuzah on the right side of going in from the porch to the mezuzah. So we see that since the Gemara until what the Rebbe explains, we always going according to the Heker Tzir only when there is a window that you come in from the outside. Then there was a story that they say the story in the Aros Biurim in Gilead 879, page 59. One of the Bochim that was then a Bocher wrote that when I was a Bocher, we ate in 676. That was before 749. The kitchen and the dining room of the Bochim was a smaller yeshiva, and they eat on Eastern Parkway 676. In that apartment, the whole apartment was the dining room. In the back, there was a little room, which is the kitchen. The cook used to work there. And there was a door coming out from the kitchen to the large room. The Rebbe always used to come see the Seder of the Bochrim, the first night Seder. And when he came in, then he said the Broche, and he also came in to the cook, gave her also a Broche. When he came in, he saw that the door from the kitchen to the dining room opens to the outside, which means, according to what we discussed, the mezuzah has to be on the right side when you're coming in from the kitchen to the dining room. But then he saw that the mezuzah is on the right side of coming in from the dining room to the kitchen. And he asked, why is it so? And then he asked a question. Sie ist nicht doch kein Fenster in Kirch? The only way to explain why we should not consider the Heker Tzir is if there is no window in the kitchen. But if there is a window in the kitchen, then you should consider the Heker Tzir of coming in from outside through the window to the kitchen and from the kitchen to the dining room. And the mezuzah should be on the right side coming in from the kitchen to the dining room. So we see again specifically how the Rebbe is telling that the whole thing that we could consider Heker Tzir if there is another entrance through a window or even the second floor. But if there is no window or there is a gate on the window that you cannot come in, then you're not considering the Heker Tzir. According to that, I understand that the whole concept of a window means if it's the ground floor or the second floor. But if you have an apartment on the third or the fourth floor or higher, and you have a room that has only one door and has a window, that cannot be considered as an entrance. A ladder wouldn't help you. Even if they have the high ladders that could take you up to the fourth floor from the courtyard, I will never go on that ladder. Only specialist handymen, they go two together, one holds the ladder on the bottom, one goes up, and he will not be afraid, he could climb higher. But that's not considered coming in. He considered as a ladder that people could go on it. If it's in the second floor, you could go on the ladder and come in. But if it's the third, fourth floor, then it's not considered. But the question is, those people that are concerned are lichaura right. How does it help a ladder to a second floor to the window? Who comes into the apartment from through a ladder to the second window and then goes out from the room to the hallway? And if we do consider that, maybe it's the same thing without a window. But we do find this concept also by the dinim of Eiruvin. And we see a window, a high window with a ladder, is also considered an entrance. Where do we have it? There is a din in Shulchan Aruch. If there is two houses that want to make a Erev together, you should be able to carry from one courtyard to the second courtyard, from one house through the courtyard to the second courtyard and the second house. It has to be a passage that you could walk there. Then you could consider it all one entity. But if there is a gate between the two courtyards that you cannot pass from one courtyard to the other courtyard, and the gate is high 10 for him, then they cannot do a Erev together. They are not together. There is a wall in between. That's if there is a wall in the courtyard. But if there is two houses attached, there is a window between them, then you could consider the Eruv. It could be considered as one place. Why? Because you could pass. If it's too high, so you take a ladder. Let's see how the Alter Rebbe brings the aloche in Simen Shina in Beis Siv Hei and Siv Vov. In Siv Hei he says, if there is a gate between the two chatzeres, there should be a doorway or a window which is lower than 10 for him. But if there is a window in the house, you could always make a area between them, even if they are higher. And more than that, even there is a arubo, let's say like we have a shul, that there is a viber shul, and for timing of tzniras they made that you should not be able to go from the shul to the viber shul. There is an entrance from the street to the viber shul, an entrance to the street from the shul. So therefore, you shouldn't be able to make Erev together, because you cannot go from the shul to the viber shul. But you still could. Why? Because you put the ladder in the shul and go in through the ladder from the shul to the viber shul. So it's considered like one place. If there is no passage, we already discussed, there is no way that you could make a Erev together. But if there is a passage through a ladder, through a arubo, which means in the sky, in the ceiling, so who adin la arubo shebein bayis la aliyah, afal pi shehi lemato ma'aseho, im rotsu ma'avin yachad, afilo ein shom surum la lesbei, bilvad shehi barubo dalet al dalet. Because you could theoretically have a ladder and go up. That's considered like one place. Im osu srige lifnei achalein, if you have gates, nisbatu meteres chalein, it's not considered chalein. It's not considered the passage. Sheina nekovi metstarfim, there's only little holes in the screen. So we see that sometimes going through a ladder to the window is considered like coming in normally till you could make an Erev together. And if you don't have the window, you just have a screen there, you cannot make Erev together. And this din is not only by Erev. We find this din by mezuzah also. There is one floor, there is a arubo of coming into the second floor. You cannot, there is no steps. But you could put in a ladder and coming in from the first floor to the second floor. If there is suras a pesach on the second floor, you need a mezuzah there, because it is considered as coming in, because you could come in through a ladder. So we see that we consider a ladder to the second floor as a normal passage by the dinim of Eruvin and by the dinim of mezuzah. But if there is a screen, it's not considered. So therefore it's by us. If when we are going according to the inches, according to the hekratzir, only if there is a window in the room and you could come in, even if it's second floor, you could come in through a ladder. But not if there is a screen, and not if it's too high that you cannot come in through the ladder. And this is our minagis. But there is even more than that. One more stage that we will discuss now. There is a room, an inside room, doesn't have a window, or has a screen on the window. But there is not only one door. There is three doors from all the sides, from the two sides and from the hallway. All are opening to the outside of the room. L'cha'ira, you should always go according to the hekratzir. Because you could come in from the second room, from the second door, and coming out from here, according to the hekratzir, according to the inches. But we do not say that. Why? Because in halacha, since all doors are going out of the room, not into the room, so it's not considered that you're coming into the room from the other doors. The other doors are also going out. So how could you consider the hekratzir by all three? There is no way that you come into the room only through one of the doors that the hekratzir says out. So how could all three come out? In this case, our meaning is that we are not going according to hekratzir. The main door of this room, you're going in on the right side of mezuzah, even if the door goes outside. Where do we find it? So let's see, in Lubavitch, by the Rebbe Rashab, the house of was Rabbi Yankee Lando. Later he became the chief rabbi of Bnei Brak for many, many years. In the early years of the Rebbe wrote him a letter telling him, I know the Minag, or Hekratzir, that's our Minag, but there is details that I don't have a clearance in understanding it, how it is. So please tell me what you remember from the Rebbe Rashab, what he says, and tell me all the details that you remember. Kolam Farat Arizem Mishubach. It's printed in Igres Kedesh, Chelik Yud Beis, Igeres Dalet, Reish Nun Alef. And Yanki Lando answers the Rebbe. So Chisi Bechazde Hashem, אשר כל זמן חסוס לבצל קדש הקדושים, רבינו זה צוק ללענב גם, זה היה, הוא יוקר לי בכל פעם של קביעס מזוזו, לסלווי סלו על יודי וילמדי ניסי די קביעוסו. Whenever he had to put in mezuzahs in the house, he would call me and tell me, I show you how to do it and I explain you why. Klal ze mosar li b'shem kvei dushes admur marash. This klale gave me a name of his father, the Rebbe Marash. Shemechutz ledelat harishenu achayevet b'mezuzah, the main door that coming into the house, you don't consider the inches. Even it goes out, it considers that you're coming into the house. You're not coming in from the house to the outside. You're coming out from the outside to the house. Even if the door opens to the outside. But all the inside doors, צריכים להתחשב רק עם הקצר. ארל בדלת ראשינו מאמש, כאילו מימין אפילו אם נפתח אז לחוץ. ואיסיף לספר, and he told me, בדירוסה, in his apartment, before they added to it more rooms, היו חיידר, that later it became the יחידס room, that he had three doors, all three are going to the outside of the room. And the Rebbe Marash, he himself put the mezuzahs on all three doors as they are coming out of the room. Lefi HaKetzir. Kloimar, according to this, there was no entrance according to the halacha, because all three doors go out of the room. So the Rebbe Rashab asked his father, the Rebbe Marash, if you say that I should put the mezuzahs all three as they are going out of the room, because you're coming in from the room to the hallway, אם קיים העיני קונסו, ועל זה עונו לקווידושס אוביב, אדמור מרש, ווס ארדוס מיר, זול זה שפרינגן דוחום פנסטר, what do I care if they jump in through the window? Which means, if there is no window, then the main door to the room, you're not considering the inches, you're not considering the hekertzir. Because according to halacha, there is no entrance. All three doors go out. So there must be one door, the main entrance, which goes in. But since there is a window, so you could come in from the outside. So therefore, all three doors going at, according to the inches, according to the hekertzir. So we see from that, that if there is a room without a window, that has three doors, all three doors go to the outside, the main entrance has to go to the right side of coming into the room and not of going out of the room, and we're not considering the Hekertzir. It's not only a story that the Rebbe Yankiv Lande told the Rebbe, wrote to the Rebbe, that's how it also in the apartment of the Friedrich Rebbe. The Rebbe writes in Sefer HaMinhagim that the Kviyas HaMezuzah, you're going according to the Hekertzir, except the first entrance, as we see from the porch, in the Dira of the Rebbe Rayatz. So let's now take a look at the Dira of the Rebbe Rayatz. There is a corridor with two entrances, and then there is a little foyer that you have one door from there to the Yechidus room and the second door to the bedroom. As you could see in the drawing, all three doors going out of this little foyer. One goes to the hallway, one goes to the Yechidus room, and one goes to the bedroom. And there is no window. In the back of this foyer, there is wall closets. So when you come in from the hallway to this foyer, the mezuzah is on the right side. Even though that the Hekertzir shows that you're going out from the foyer to the corridor, to the hallway. because there is no other entrances. All three entrances are going out. The inches show that you go out of this little foyer. So you must come in from somewhere. There is no window. So therefore, you come in from the hallway to the foyer without considering the Ketzer. If there is no window, or there is a gate, or there is three entrances that going out, or there is a window in the top floors that you cannot go there even with a ladder, it's not considered the entrance there. So then we cannot consider the inches as coming in from the foyer to the hallway, but from the hallway to the foyer, and therefore the mezuzah is on the right side, and that's how it is. There is one exception that we do not go according to Egretzir, as the Rebbe writes in the Minhagim that we just quoted. Milvad haPesach Harishon, afilu Pesach Gzustre, the first door is always considered as coming in, because you have to come into the apartment. We are all discussed going from one room to the other room, or from the one room to the hallway in the apartment. But coming into the apartment, you're not considering the Ketzer. Then there is a second Heiroi that the Rebbe is writing several times in the letters, that if you have a door coming from the courtyard to the house, or from the street to the house, you're always going on the right side of coming in from the street to the house, even if the door opens to the outside. Because you cannot come in from the house to the outside. The outside is not an in, it's an out. You're coming in from the outside to the house. By two rooms, you could say this is in and this is out. Or you could say this is in and this is out. But if you're coming in from the outside, it's always from outside to the inside. And we're not considering the Ketzer. He writes it as we see in the Igres Kedesh Chelek Yud Beis against Reish Rav Zayin. That he writes that we're always going according to Ketzer. Chutz na Pesach Hayetze Lechutz. That's not considered that we're going into the street from the house. We always go from the street into the house. Same thing he says in the same volume, against Reish Lamed Vov, Dalet Reish Lamed Vov. Analhu milvan dat loses a yetzes lechotzer lechushus rabim. Over there, you're not considering the Ketzer. And then you have a third time that we see it in the Igres Kedesh Chelek Yud Dalet, Igres Heishir of Gimel. He writes that we are going according to Ketzer Keinu Minugenu levad Hadeles Hayetzes Lachutz, because you cannot go into the street from the house. You're coming in from the street into the house. But there is a very interesting heroe in a letter that is printed in the Likute Sichas, Chelek Chof Dalet, Omed 374. Yesh li schashev b'aknisset zdodis b'ekertzir. There is a difference between the main entrance to the house and between a side entrance. Let's say we have a lot of houses and the main entrance is from the front. But then there is a driveway for the car to park, and there is an exit from the house to the driveway. So, according to what we see here in the Gute Siches, over there, we should go according to Akatsir. Only the main entrance shouldn't be going to according to Akatsir. But the side entrance, we should go according to Akatsir. And it's not easy to understand it. How could you come in to the driveway from the house? You're coming in from the driveway into the house. What do I care if this is the main entrance or it's a side entrance? So the answer is, you're right. If you're coming in from a side entrance or from the front entrance, always when you have outside and inside, you're always going to the inside. As we quoted from three letters that he says, except the ones that go to the chutz, no matter if it's the main one or not, or the side one. So what does he speak about the difference between the main one and the side one? So that speaks about an apartment house that has an apartment that has two entrances. One is the main one and one is the side one. As we see in the apartment of the Friedrich Rebbe, as you could see in the drawing, there is, as you come in, you have a hallway, but to come in from the staircase to the hallway, there is two staircases. One is from Gan Eden Atachten, which is the main entrance, and one is the side one that is an emergency exit. Both doors go to the outside. The main entrance from the Gan Eden Atachten to the apartment of the Friedrich Rebbe, you're not considering the Akatsir, because you're coming into the apartment from the staircase. But the side, the emergency exit, also goes to the outside, and there we're going according to the Akatsir, because the Akatsir shows you that you're coming in from the house into the staircase, the emergency staircase. But if it's going to the outside, you're never considering Hekatsir, as he says several times we quoted before, because you cannot go in from the house to the driveway. It's only when you could go in into the staircase. And this fact that we are going in to the staircase, and therefore if it's a side door, then we're going according to the Hekatsir, is a big thing. It's a big chiddush here. And what is the big chiddush? Because there is a machlekes about it in the Gemara and in the Poskim, and here we learn how our minhag is. Let's start with the Rosh that we have all the way in the beginning, the Rosh Hilchos Mezuzah Simen Yud Aleph. There is a din that if you have a house, a room, without a ceiling, open to the ceiling, to the sky, doesn't need a mezuzah. That's not considered a house. A house has a ceiling and a roof. On the other hand, we know that if it's a courtyard that has a gate, like a entrance gate with the Tzuras HaPesach, we do not need there a mezuzah. So the Rosh is asking, what's different? Masha Pirish Rashi, the last little tikro, Sheina Bais Mekure, so it doesn't need a mezuzah. Kosher. Mi Goa Mishari Chatzeris, Chayovim Bemezuzah. V'yeshlima, there is a difference between a room that doesn't have a roof, between a chotzer. A chotzer is bottled to the house. It's an entrance to the house. So it's considered, even if it doesn't have a roof, it's chayv mezuzah. But if there is a room without a roof, it's not considered bais. That's by chotzer. And the same thing it says in Shulchan Aruch. A porch. Shulchan Aruch Sim Reish Pivov Siv Zayin. Mirpeses she derech lalis bo le'aliyas ubeis shar, like a staircase. Ve'agine, in the backyard you have a nice gino. Pturim from mezuzah. Im bais potuach le'echot me'elu chayovim. They are not chayav for themselves because they don't have a roof. But if they are connected to the house, then they are chayav b'mezuzah. Just like the house is chayav b'mezuzah. So come poskim in the Gemara and in the poskim that say, in this case, you cannot consider heketzir. Why? Because when you go out from your house to the porch is part of the mezuzah. Why is it chayav mezuzah? Because you're coming in from the porch to the house. So therefore, coming in is from the porch to the house, even though if the door opens to the outside, but you cannot say that you're going in from the house to the porch, because the porch is part of the mezuzah. If you're coming in from the house to the porch, then there is no mezuzah. The mezuzah is only because you're coming in from the porch to the house. According to this, when you have a porch, always go to the right side of coming in from the porch to the house, because the porch is part of the mezuzah. And other poskim say, other tanoim say, who cares why it is chayv b'mezuzah? It's chayv b'mezuzah because you're coming in from the porch to the house. But after all, since you're coming into the house, it becomes a mokim chayv b'mezuzah. If you become a mokim chayv b'mezuzah, so the door between the house and the porch, you should look on heketzir. And this is our minhag. Let's see again what the Rebbe says about the Heker Tzir in the Friedrich Rebbe's apartment. We see there is a porch going into the Chedes Yechides. The door goes to the inside. And therefore, the mezuzah goes on the right side of going in from the porch to the house. And the Rebbe says, the reason is because you could take a ladder going in from the outside to the porch, and then from the porch to the Cheder Yechides. But what does it help? If the door would go to the outside, to the porch, then you would put it on the right side of going in from the Yechides room to the porch. But why? Mirpeses is part of mezuzah. The whole chiyuv mezuzah is only because you're coming in from the mirpeset to the yechides room. So we see that we paskin that we are not considering which way. Always you're going according to heketzir. If the heketzir goes to the outside, then you put it on the right side. Even though the mirpeses is part of mitzvah atzmo. The chiyuv of mezuzah is only because you're coming in from the mirpeses to the house. And the same thing is also by the staircase that goes from the hallway to the side emergency door to the staircase. You're going into the staircase, so the mezuzah is on the right side because the heketzir. But why? A staircase is also not chayav b'mezuzah mitzad atzmei. Why? It's not a living place. Nobody lives in a staircase. It's just only a passage. So the only reason why the staircase is chayav b'mezuzah because you're coming in from there to the house. So therefore, always should be on the right side of going to the house from the porch, from the staircase. So why in the Friedrich Rebbe's apartment, the side door, the emergency door that goes to the outside, the mezuzah is on the right side of going from the apartment to the staircase? Because we're passing like the other day that says, after all, the staircase is higher mezuzah. Yes, the reason is because you're coming in from there to the house. But after the reason, it's higher mezuzah. Since it's higher mezuzah, we're going according to Eckert Zier, if it's going from the staircase to the house or from the house to the staircase.
This is
the case
with the
Hagam that you could take a ladder and going over the fence. That's what he's talking about.
Yeah.
Why in the Maril he says if it's closed and it's a courtyard, we're not considering of someone going with a ladder into it. Maybe he is holding like that and we don't. In that we don't pass by him. Or because it's a high fence, and we said by the dinim of Eruvin, there's a difference between a fence of a courtyard, that you need to be lower than 10, and a entrance in the house, that even if it's very high, you could take a ladder, and it's considered that you could pass there. By the courtyard, a fence around the courtyard, we don't say that by Eruvin. So could be here also we don't say. So I don't have that clear. I realize that the Maharil says that you're not considering if it's closed, but maybe it's because it's a courtyard, and we learned by Mezuzah, by Eruvin, that the courtyard has to be lower than 10 for him, or he holds in any case, and we don't hold. So I don't know how we would hold if we have a backyard which is closed all around, but you could go over the fence to the street. Some backyards, like my backyard, wouldn't help. Because even if you pass the gate, you're going into somebody else's backyard. So it's not considered. But if you have a backyard that is closed and goes to the alleyway and you could go over a fence, I don't know.
Right, Arav. I don't understand how we're learning from Eruvin to Hilchos Mezuzah. Because in Hilchos Mezuzah, if an entrance is less than 10 tefachim by 4 tefachim, then it's Potter in Mezuzah. And it's a bidin of mezuzah, it's not a Pesach at all.
But we are speaking about a Pesach, a window that is 4x4, but it's too high.
No, it's not 4x4. In Hilchos Mezuzah, if you have a Pesach that's less than 10 tefachim high and 4 tefachim wide, then a bidin, it does not have the din of a Pesach.
No, 4x4 is enough.
So what does it help me to confirm Eruvin? It's a different sugya. And over there, 4x4 is for...
Here is also, you need, here also, 4x4. Because without 4x4, without with 4x4, it's not considered, and 4x4 is considered by both.
Could I just finish? In Hilchos Mezuzah, in Hilchos Eruvin, Hilchos Shabbos, tiltol can be done even without walking through. In Shabbos, it's not about walking through, it's about passing through. It's a halacha all over Veshata, Avora. It's not about going through, it's about passing through, as the author of Akhluti discusses in that Se'if, about passing things through from one side to the other.
You could
not
pass
walking through, because it's a different thing.
You
it's
could,
nothing to do with halacha.
You could pass if
in our Hilchos Mezuzah, it's very
you're not understanding it the halacha correct. Passing, you could pass if it's one tefach, because your hand goes through. The reason why you need four, you should be able to pass through. In a window of 4x4, you could pass through. And therefore, if you have a wall, that inside you have, in the middle you have a 4x4, you could make an Erev together, because you could pass through. Even if it's less than that, you could only pass with your hands, but you can't pass through.
Could you pass through a Pesach 4x4?
I guess that's the shiur. And that's why it says that even 4x4 is enough, because you could pass. And then it says, if you do have that, so you have another little hole, one tefach hole, you could pass through. But if you have to pass through, it's dalet by dalet. It's not true that you don't have to pass through. But it says,
even if that's the case, it's very clear that Hilchos Mezuzah, if it's less than 10x4, it's not going to be a Pesach.
You may be right, but I told you that we do not say so. We say that we're going into a window. And the reason, how could you explain it? I explain it with the din of Eruv to make it easier to understand that we find it there too.
To be mamkish, the problem, the example you gave with Reb Meirash's room, there were three doors. And you're saying that all of those three doors, because the door is opening outwards, that doesn't count as a normal way to get in. The only normal way to get in is through the window. And what's the problem with the doors? Because they go the other way, they're yetziyah. Well, if the doors that are yetziyah are a problem just because the mezuzah is on the wrong side, so to speak, then how much more so are the windows not going to be a way to get in, because no mezuzah all the
time? Yeah, because here you cannot consider coming in. Over there you could. As you, that's the aloha of our minhag, and there's no question about if it is so. I just explain it to make it easier to understand. Not only rules, but to understand it. But you cannot question the ruling of the Rabbein. That's how you see it.
I'm questioning, I'm trying to understand it.
I am explaining that if it's al pi aloche, it's considered going out, it cannot be considered going in. But a window, you could go in, and as you find also by mezuzah.
Nope. I don't understand how it helps anyone.
Okay. So then you take it by Kabbalah Shalom.